Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Okay, so I have tagging markers up here. You're going, what? You guys promote tagging? No, we don't. But we have a faith wall here. And last week we talked about having kite kind of faith. Do you remember that? Like where we're up and we're down and our faith is in and it's out. But or are we going to have a brick kind of faith, a wall that can't be taken, can't be pushed down, won't be shoved around, that it'll be our firm foundation. And many of you got to write the names of your family members or what it was you were believing God for on these bricks. And so I want to make that available to you every single week. Okay. So if you didn't get to write your faith belief up there, like who you're believing for or what you're believing for, then today let's do that, all right? How are you doing today? Can you give yourselves a hand? You made it in the rain. I know us Californians, I call us wimps, no offense, but you know, when I lived in Oklahoma, it was like snowing, blizzard, ice, like, and we made it to Sam's Club, and we worked, and no one in Oklahoma showed up but me and Dan, and we were like, really? The Californians made it to work. How did they not make it to work? But I think they had like a tip, like, oh, we could get away with not going to work today. So anyways, we missed out on, we were like the faithful, loyal, you know, Bible college students. That would be not trustworthy, right? So, well, we are going on a journey of faith. How many of you were here last week? Okay, some of you weren't. I would say go back because the way that I'm teaching this is it's one brick on top of another brick on top of another brick to build our firm foundation in our faith with God. And so it will help kind of understand where we're going. As I said last week, we talked about why faith, and that's because Jesus is faithful. And that's why we can stand in faith and we can believe God for the impossible. So we can ask God to do things and ask God for things that maybe you would just not be bold enough to ask for. I remember one time, just recently, some of the staff that are here might remember this, but we were watching a movie and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart during the middle of this Christian movie that we were watching as a staff. And he said, ask me for those prayers that scare you. And I'm like, I'm doing that. And he's like, no, ask me. I'm like, no, because that means you're going to require a lot of me to do that. And he's like, ask me. And I'm like, all right, God. And so I just started to pray in the middle of that movie. And there were things that, you know, have you ever avoided certain prayers? Because you know why you avoid them? Because you're not in faith for them. And you're not in faith for them because do you really believe for that situation? I don't know. Right? Have you ever felt that way? Like, okay, I'm praying for my healing, but do I really believe that I'm going to get my healing? Or, okay, I'm believing for this to happen and God to show up, but really, I don't know. I'm going to make a backup plan just in case. And you see, that's why we're going to go through this series, so that we can be firm in our faith, so that we can know and believe and it is a done deal in our hearts and the enemy cannot take that from us. You know, the faith of a child is an amazing thing. God talks about it. And I remember one time we were at Rhema and I came home in between years and I had been very, very sick. And we didn't have insurance and all that, you know, and I'd gone to every clinic out there. They'd given me every wrong thing you could possibly think of. When I came home, I saw the doctor that I had grown up knowing, and he helped me out a lot. But I was in pain. I just remember being on the couch at Christmas in a ball, just curled up because it was all in this area, you know, girls' areas. And I was just dying. I mean, I was just dying. And my little nephew, James, was probably 4 years old at that time, came up to me. He laid his hands on me. He said, in the name of Jesus, you foul thing have to go. And my auntie is healed in Jesus' name. And I remember he looked at me. He goes, okay, all done. And I was like, yeah, like I need to have that kind of faith. That was it for him. There was nothing blocking him from believing that God was going to heal me fully and completely. And so I am healed now. So thank you, James, for your faith walk, little man. I'm so proud of that. We can learn from our kids, right? Yes. So let's get in today. We're going to get into the second part of this faith journey. And it is, what is faith? You see, many times we could say, oh, well, faith is me believing that God, you know, the world calls it, oh, your faith, your faith, your faith. You know, I love how they say that. I want to say to them, you mean my relationship with Jesus Christ? Yes, you know, and is that like the code name because we don't say Jesus because it's politically incorrect to say his name in front of, you know, other people in a public setting? Like, let's get bold here. Let's be who we are, right? Well, faith in God is simply faith in his word. Did you know that? You see, God is love and God is his word, and he wrote it down for us so that we can have something that we can read and see and believe. If we can find it in his word, we can believe it. And he will answer his word. He's not a liar. He's not somebody that will go back on his word. He will say something and he will follow through with it. It is not like that ex-husband who did not follow through with his promise. It's not like that friend who let you down. It's not like that coworker who threw you under the bus to the boss. It's not like anything a human can say to you. If God says it, it is done. It is the way it is. It's set in stone. It is what is written. And we can be firm in that foundation in Christ, okay? So let's pray before we really get into this. Dear God, we just love you. We thank you for the word of God that's going to be shut up in our heart today, God. Lord, we pray that this word would just get into our hearts. It would get into our minds, God. Lord, that you would just let it pour out of us, Lord. I pray for faith to arise on every woman in this room today. Teach us, Holy Spirit, wear me well, and speak what you need to speak. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Okay, so you got your Bibles? This is the most important thing you can ever have. And I know that just sounds so cliche, right? But I'll tell you something. Everything in this life is gonna let you down. But if you can hold on to this, it will be your firm foundation in times of trouble. It will be your solid rock when you don't have something to stand on and you feel like everything's falling and shaking around you. You can stand on what the Word of God says, and that will take a faith walk and a faith journey. So let's get into what is faith. Faith in God is simply faith in His Word. The conviction that God exists and his creator and the ruler of all things, the provider and the giver of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. A strong, welcome conviction or belief that Jesus is Messiah, through whom we obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. Now that is the clinical answer, okay, of what faith is. But let's see what the word of God says. Hebrews 11:1, go there with me. Hebrews 11:1. I want you guys to start getting into your word because I can't be there for you every second. You need to know how to turn in your Bible and how to get where you need to go when the enemy comes attacking you in the middle of the night. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is, listen to me, now faith is not, is that what it says? It says, now faith is, all right? The substance, the tangible, the touchable of things hoped for, the evidence, oh, proof right there, evidence of things not seen. Listen, let's go back. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance and evidence will hold up in a court of law. Did you know that? Those are two legal terms. Legal terms in a court of law, they are just binding. They are the way it goes. They are the one that, I mean, ask lawyers. Those are legal terms. So when God wrote this, he knew what he was talking about. He knew he was going to have to prove that faith works. And so faith is the evidence, the proof of what we believe. It is a tangible of what we hope for. You hope for God to show up on the scene. You hope for God to break through in a miracle. You're hoping God's gonna heal. You're hoping God's gonna save your family. You're hoping God's gonna come through. Well, guess what? You can, in the spirit realm, take advantage of that, and you can hold on to it, and you can hope on that tangible belief that God is gonna come through for you because the word says it, so therefore it is. Okay? Because the word is not a suggestion. I know the world would like to tell you that. Listen, let's talk to some millennials right now. If you're young and you're a millennial, this is not a suggested word of God. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is truth. It is written and inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth. There is no other God before our God. Jesus is the only God. And there is only one way to heaven and there's one way to hell. I've heard many times, well, that's a nice suggestion. Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, okay. let's just talk about this then. You just keep sitting in your seat and listening and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Because I want you to understand that when God's word says it, it is truth and there's nothing like it. Brother Kenneth Hagin, he was a man of faith. This man knew faith, taught faith, ate faith, did faith. I mean, he was just amazing. He would just pray over people, they'd come back to life. He would pray over dead people, and he would tell God, I want them to have 10 more years, and they would live 10 more years. I mean, he would lay hands on the blind, they would just be opened, but there were many times that he explained why some weren't healed. And many things that went on, and it was all according to their faith. And he said one time, what's the point of me even praying? He said he was in a meeting, and this person came up to him, and she said, every time she would come up to him, so she would come to his church every week, and she'd say, I just feel like I'm getting cancer, like I'm gonna get cancer. And he said, then I'm not praying for you because you've already confessed it. You already believe that that's what's gonna happen to you. You've just annulled my prayers. They would not work. And I was like, whoa. And then somebody said, well, I feel like I'm taking on a cough. He goes, well, you can have that. I can pray for you, but is that where your mind is? You can have that cough if you want it. And you see, what are we saying? What are we believing in? We're saying one thing, but then we're saying another thing. That's that kite faith. It's that, oh yeah, I believe God can do the impossible. Psh! Like, you just talk to somebody else and, oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not feeling good. And oh yeah, you know, finances are hard. Instead of, you know what, God's gonna meet my need. I'm not worried about it. I've already prayed about this. It's not an issue. You know, you see what I'm saying? You've gotta turn that conversation around, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're gonna look at a couple things. Brother Hagin says this, a faith that believes with the heart rather than believing with our physical senses, what our physical senses may tell us. Faith, in other words, is grasping the unrealities of hope and bringing them into the realm of reality. And faith grows, listen to this, out of the word of God. Our faith is what we believe and what we read and what God allows to sow a seed into our heart. It is when God answers a prayer that we only knew about. It's when we see miracles, signs, and wonders because God loves us and because we believed for it and he came through. You say, oh, well, I haven't seen that. I bet you have, but you just haven't noticed you have. Let's look at what faith is, and then we're gonna look at what faith isn't. Okay, we're gonna go through a journey here. Let's turn to John 20, 24. This is more of a teaching today. Are you okay with that? Last week I was punching around, I was boxing, I was like just so excited about talking about God's faithfulness. We're gonna get into the word today, and we're gonna dig into what the word says about this, because in order for you girls to be strong and sturdy in your faith, and when that enemy comes after you and wants to come on the attack, you're automatically gonna come up out of you faith. And then when he sees the faith, he's gonna be scared. He's gonna run from you because he's gonna, oh, she's a mighty woman of God, I'm gonna mess with her. And so I'm gonna get this word in you so you understand. Okay, in John 20, we're talking about a man named Thomas. Thomas was one of Jesus' disciples, and Jesus had already passed. He had resurrected, he had come back to life, and now some of the disciples had seen him and they were telling Thomas about this, and he's like, no, I don't believe that, not unless I see it. How many of us are like that? Well, I don't know. If I see it, I'll believe it. How many times have I heard that? I'm like, well, then that's not faith. Like, if you see it, of course it's easy to believe it, right? Then we're operating in flesh. But see, faith is not flesh. Faith is our spirit man. Faith is going into the unrealities and bringing them into the reality, like Brother Hagin said. Okay, so John 20, 24, it says, now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. So he said unto them, unless I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. How many of us have been like that with God? God, unless you do it, I'm not gonna believe it. Unless you do it, I don't know, God. You better show yourself strong. You better prove yourself to me. Those are scary prayers, but I do believe God does show up. But he says, do not test him. The only thing God says that we test him in, check this out, is our tithe and offering. It's the only thing God says that we test him in is our tithe and offering. You give your 10% and watch him pour out a blessing upon you. You see, the principles of God work. So here he was saying, oh, I don't believe unless I put my, verse 26, and after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the door being shut. Okay, check this out. He walked through the walls, ladies and gentlemen. Like, he just showed up like some crazy movie that we've seen, that some demonic movies. Nope, this was the Spirit of God walking through the walls. I don't know about you, but I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall that day. I would have loved to be there like, what just happened? You know, what a moment for Thomas. Talk about eating your words, huh? Foot and mouth. Okay. And so the doors were being shut, and he stood in the midst, and he said, peace to you. Pastor Dan just taught an incredible message last night on the peace of God. And peace to you. You see, that's what God wants for us. He doesn't want us to be in panic. He doesn't want us to be in murmuring. He doesn't want us to be in complaining. He doesn't want us to be all frazzled and not know how to handle situations. The first thing he says to Thomas is not, hi, doubting Thomas, look it, I proved you wrong. No, he could have, right? But he didn't. What did he say? Peace to you. Peace to you. Be at rest. Our faith will bring rest. When we act in faith, it will bring rest, because when we trust in the Lord, he is the peace. He is our firm foundation. He is our rock. He is our salvation. So he says, peace to you. Verse 27, then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. What a gentle God. Yeah. I picture him not mad about it or not frustrated with Thomas for his unbelief, but just, all right, if that's what you need, here's my hand. Here you go. Try that. And here's my side. You see what's going on. You see, what a beautiful God, that he knows us. He could be harsh with us. He could be hard with us. But yet he wants us to believe. He wants us to know that he's real. He wants us to know that everything he gave was so that we could stand in faith and believe for the impossible. It goes on in verse 28, and he says, and Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Right then, Thomas believed. A penny dropped. He got that moment. And this is how Jesus responded to him. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Guys, that's us. That's the modern church right now. We haven't seen Jesus walking this earth. Some of you may have been visited by him at times, and then what an incredible moment for you. But not everybody gets those moments. But we believe, and we know that he's real because he's proven himself, because he's faithful, because in our times of brokenness, he's sitting right there on that bed with us, crying with us, holding our hand through hard moments. When we don't feel like we can make it another day, he says, get up, baby girl, I'm right here, I've got you. You can do this. And Christ through us and in us, and the faith that we have in him will take us to a new level of faith and a new level of reality for us. I don't want to stay here, but I want to go here with God. And I want to pastor girls that want to go here with God. You know, we went skiing, and two days ago. And my daughter, you know, she did really good on the bunny hills. We had gotten her lessons, and she did really well. So then we decided to go on a bigger mountain, and we were like, yeah, my boys scare me bad. Like, they just put their skis like this, lean forward, and go. I mean, I literally cannot keep up with them. I'm praying in tongues the whole time, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit, please don't let them break anything. I literally cannot keep up with them. And then they're at the bottom of the hill, like, playing in the snow, throwing snowballs at you. I'm like, seriously? So, but then there's my daughter. Whole nother picture. Not very athletic, okay? Totally, like, calmer. Definitely not me. Okay, so I get stuck with Chloe. Dan gets to go with the boys. How did that happen? So I'm on this hill. We're in the middle of this massive hill. She is breaking down. I mean, fear is coming in. She's like, it's so steep. I just don't know what I'm doing. Everything she was taught went out the window. And I'm like, don't you remember? Like, you have to, you know, look where you're going, go sideways. You can't just do the pizza the whole way down. You'll really hurt yourself, you know, like all this stuff. No, I don't remember. I don't remember any of that. You know, so she takes off her skis. She starts chucking it down that hill. And I'm just mad. I call Dan. I'm like, you better get over here. Like, how many times have you gone down this hill? Oh, we've been down the hill 3 times. I'm like, I haven't even been down once. Like, I lost it. All right. I was not very godly. So I don't have patience because I'm very competitive. So I was like, seriously, you need to come take her. So she finally gets down the hill and she's like, never again. And I said this to her, I said, Chloe, I'm never gonna let you be okay with that level. Like, you have to work at getting better, and that means I'll get you more lessons, we'll get you more confident, we'll work with you better, but you are never going to stay at this level. Not me as your mama, I ain't gonna let you stay there. You have to grow. You have to get better. Okay, fine. So then Dan worked with her the rest of the day. She was much better. She did a way better job, and then we're gonna get her lessons next time. And so, and we're gonna leave them in her while we ski. So, but anyway, so she's gonna learn, but I said to her even last night at dinner, I said, are you excited about going to another mountain? You excited about taking a bigger step? Are you excited about putting your faith out there, Chloe? I was like being like this, you know, she's like, no, no. I'm good with just staying on the bunny hill. I'm like, oh no. You, and Dan's like, you should not have said that to your mother. He was like, she's not gonna be okay with that. And I'm like, it's just like our faith, guys. You don't wanna stay on the bunny hill of faith.
Come on.
We don't wanna stay there. We need someone in our lives to encourage us, to say, it's not okay to stay on the bunny hill. It's time to learn, it's time to grow, it's time to take the next step of faith, it's time to get a little further, a little farther, it's time to build up our confidence and be courageous when we don't wanna be courageous. It's believing God for the impossible and not doubting, but believing what I don't see. Because that's the bunny hill kind of faith. Oh, well, maybe I can see it a little. And then I'm more comfortable because I can see the bottom of that hill. So I'm good. What if you don't see the outcome? What if you don't see the bottom of the hill? What if you don't? Are you still gonna jump off that hill and trust God that he's gonna take care of you? Because I'll tell you, my son Titus, he jumped off those hills, then did the jumps and even dabbed the whole way down. I'm like, really? That's the kind of faith I want. I was scared. I was like, I'm gonna just follow him from really far behind. Like, I'm not doing that. You see, what kind of faith do we want? Do we want the doubting Thomas kind of faith? The bunny hill faith? I don't want the bunny hill faith. Who wants the bunny hill faith? No. I want the big mountain faith, the black diamond faith. I want the faith that I don't have fear because I have a God who's backing me, that when I say, you know what, God, I need you to get my back on this because I'm gonna step out in faith for it, that he's gonna come through and he's gonna make a way and he's gonna shut doors, he's gonna open doors, he's gonna bring the people that I need in my life, he's gonna remove the people I need in my life, out of my life. And you know what? Just trust God in that kind of a faith. That's what God is requiring of us. Faith is believing when we cannot see. It's just that simple. Faith is believing when we cannot see. Let's talk about another man, doubting Thomas, right? Was the doubter. Let's talk about the man of faith, the father of faith, Abraham. Romans 4:17 through 21. I love this man. He was such a man of faith. In verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. That's what he was called, the father of many nations. Remember, God prophesied over him and he said that out of you will come descendants. And he's like, you're crazy. My wife don't have, we're old and she's gonna have children. But he didn't say you're crazy to God. He said, okay. You see, he knew that God was talking. So he said, I have made you father of many nations in the presence of him who believed, God who gives life to the dead. Listen to this, and calls those things which do not exist as if they do. That's what I need. I need a God that's gonna call it as if it does, because if I don't see it, I know he's gonna do it. He's gonna show up. He's gonna make it happen. It's gonna work out somehow. I don't get it. It's not gonna make sense on paper. It's not gonna make sense if I draw it out and make my plan A, my plan B. I'm a very planner. Did you guys know that? I like have plan A, I have plan B, I have plan C. And so many times God's like, you get to make no plans, Jess, none. And so like being married to Dan, Dan's very flexible. Dan's very like, today we're going down to the beach and just put on an outfit and I don't know when we're coming home. I'm like, no, wait. What beach are we going to? Like, are we gonna like spend the night possibly? Like, what, do I need to pack lunches for people? Who cares? Just get in the car. I'm like, Like, I have had to get over being this like precise person, because God was teaching me that sometimes he's not so into my plan. And that I have to be okay with being into his plan. And sometimes my faith walk will require me to get off my plan and to step into his plan. So here was Abraham doing what he thought he should do, and God said, oh, I'm about to shake it up for you. I know you feel like you're old, you feel like you have no descendants, you feel like you have nothing ahead of you, Abraham. Oh, but hold on, let's find out what God says about it. Verse 18, oh, who contrary to hope, it hoped belief so that he became the father of many nations. You don't become the father of many nations if you have no children, okay? So Abraham was hearing, I'm the father of many, I don't understand this. He said, according to what was spoken, so shall the descendants be, verse 19, and not by being weak in faith. Not by being weak in faith. I know that kite faith. If you weren't here last week, I had a fan and a kite. And every time that fan went into the air, it rose. And every time that fan moved out of the air, it fell. And then it rose again when it got into the air and it fell. And we don't need to be people and women with kite kind of faith, with weak kind of faith, with bunny hill kind of faith. But we need to be women with big hill faith, with brick wall faith, with faith that says, if you say it, God, I believe it, it's done. That James faith, when he prayed over me and he said, Auntie, you're healed. Okay. You see, that's what he was talking about. And not being weak in his faith, he did not consider his own body. He didn't even start questioning God is what it is saying. God told him, you are going to have a son. He's like, what? I'm old. Sarah's really, her womb is dead. He could have said all that. But he said he didn't even start trying to figure it out in his mind. How many times does God say to us something and we go, oh, no, no. Just yesterday, we were in staff prayer. The end of prayer, the Lord told me to say some things. I'm like, nope, mm-mm. Dan's not here. I don't think I should. And he's like, you better. Because I'm telling you, this is a warning. And I was like, ooh. And I had to warn our staff of some things. And that was spirit-led. It's not easy. It's not comfortable saying things that aren't fun. It's not easy, and it's not comfortable doing what God asks you to do when he's telling you to take a step of faith. But listen, do it anyways. Because what happens is, then God backs you. God begins to do what he needs to do, and it begins to unlock supernatural realities. And that's what we need to work on our behalf, and that's what faith is supernatural. Something we don't understand. So it says, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through his unbelief. He didn't allow it, but was strengthened in his faith, giving glory to God, verse 21, and being fully convinced that whatever he promised, whatever God promises, that he was able to perform it. Even when God told him to bring Isaac up to the mountain and sacrifice him, do you know what Abraham's response was? This faith journey started before Isaac even showed up. That's right. What are you having to stir yourself up in faith right now? Because down the road, that faith is going to be needing to be stronger and bigger and ready to go because God's going to ask and require more of you. See, Abraham went up there and he said, we will be back. Mm-hmm. Then when his son asked him about it, he said, oh, God will provide a lamb for the slaughter. Not you are the lamb for the slaughter. I mean, come on, what kind of faith is that? I want to have the Abraham kind of faith. I want to have that faith that when the enemy tries to say, oh, guess what? This is what's going on in your life and with your kids and with your finances and with your church and with the people, da, da, da. And I can say, oh, go back to hell where you came from. You just need to shut up. I'm taking my ground back. You're not stealing my staff. You're not stealing my kids. You're not stealing my family. You're not stealing this church. You're not taking ground. And you just rebuke that devourer and you get yourself back in faith, girls. I want to have the Abraham kind of faith. John 17:19-21, it says, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they may also be sanctified in truth. Verse 20, I do not pray for these things alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their what? Word. That they may be one as you, Father, and in me, and I in you, that also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. You see, our faith is a beautiful picture of Jesus. When you girls respond differently to situations of hell, the world is watching us. And they're going, how did they respond to that? How did they, where are they going with this? Are they panic mode? Are they freaking out? Where's their foundation? Or I've seen people just like steady, man. Yeah, well, the enemy tried to throw this at me and this is what's going on, but I'm believing God for the impossible. I'm believing God that this report has got to go. I'm believing God that he's not going to take this from me. And you see, when we begin to speak faith, the people around us can start believing as well. Okay, well, if you're there, I'm there with you. I have a hard time going along with somebody who's like hemming and hawing about everything that's wrong. And I'm like, I can have faith for you, but I don't know if you can have faith for you. So like, it's hard for me to link my faith up with yours because you have none. Let's not be those girls. Let's have the Abraham kind of faith where we are one with God and God is one with us. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." I have an illustration for this. You guys want to see it?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to call someone up. I'm going to pick my Princess Ariel. I love Ariel. Ariel is a young woman of the Lord. I believe she's going to preach the gospel, tell someone about Jesus, and she's amazing. Ariel, do you love me? Do you trust me? You better say yes. Okay, so I have something for you. I'm going to have you stand over by Elijah's keyboard, and I'm going to cover you. I'm going to blindfold you. Are you okay with that? Oh, wow, she's really trusting. So I represent God, and you represent us.
Okay?
Now, be honest. If you can see, you better tell me. You cannot see? Okay. Okay, is that good? Okay, I'm going to turn you like this. Oh, wait, do it one more time. Oh, wait, do it again. Oh, wait, do it again. Okay, stay. Right there. Now, Ariel, ask me where to go. And make sure that you don't fall off the stage.
Okay, where do I go?
Okay, walk forward. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, stop. Okay, now, Ariel, where do you want to go? Do you think you should go right? Do you think you should go left?
Right.
Okay, then go right. Stop. That's not the right direction. You're going the wrong way. You heard the voice of God. Turn forward. Nope, other way. Turn a bit more. There you go. Keep walking forward. Keep walking forward. Stop. Turn to your right a little bit more. Just a tad. Keep walking forward. Keep rocking forward. Keep walking forward. Keep walking forward. Stop. Turn all the way around. Nope. Turn straight. Straighten it out like this. Okay. Now, Ariel, I want you to just sit down. That even when God says for us to do something, we'll do it anyways, right?
No, it was still messed up.
No, you did not mess up. Thank you, Ariel. You trusted me to try and sit down. And I did get a padded chair for her and everything. She just sat straight down. I thought she would sit back. You know what? That's how obedient Ariel is. We should be that way with God, right? Sit down. All right. Not which way, how God. Like, see, we're still trying to give God our plans sometimes, right? Nope. He says, just do what I say and do it the right way. If we're blindfolded in our faith and we had to trust God, right? Just like Ariel had to trust me not to fall off the stage or walk into the screen, right? What are we trusting God with when we can't see things? Are we hearing his voice? Are we asking questions? Are we in conversation with him? Because that's what builds our faith. And so God wants us to go there. I love that. Faith is, listen to this, faith is not head knowledge. Hear me out. Like, oh yeah, I believe that I'm healed. Okay, but that, do you really believe in your heart? Or do you believe in your head?
Yes, that's it.
Because it sounds good when it comes out of your mouth. Or do you believe that the one who created heaven and earth, the one who died on the cross, the one who made sure to write this down for us so we had everything we needed,
Do you believe that he's the one that when he says that you are healed by the stripes on the cross, do you believe him at his word? Do you believe that broken relationship is too far gone, or do you believe God restores all things back to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose? What does the word say about your situation? You say, I'm financially struggling, Pastor Jess. Are you tithing? Are you doing what he says to do? Test him in it. You see, it opens up, it pours out blessing, it does new things. I'll tell you, I can't afford not to tithe. If I had no money, I just had a dollar, I would tithe the whole dollar, because I seriously am like, it ain't worth it. Because I understand the spiritual principle of what God is talking about here. He says, will a man rob me? You see, there are principles, and it takes faith to walk in these principles. It's not easy. These are not things that he did not say them thinking, oh, they're gonna love this. This is so easy for them. He said, I'm gonna say this, and then it's gonna take faith for them to actually carry it out and do that. We're gonna get there during this. We're gonna get there on how to spiritually fight demonic things. We're gonna get there, we're gonna talk about it. But we gotta take bricks and levels and layers. John Wesley says, ooh, John Wesley, what a man of God. This man knew what he was talking about. He loved the word. Sorry, my notes just changed over on me. John Wesley said that the devil has given the church a substitute for faith. One that looks and sounds much like faith, that few people can tell the difference. The substitutes he called is mental assent. Many people read God's word and agree that it is true, but they are agreeing only with their minds. And that is not what gets the job done. It is the heart of faith that receives from God. You see, I can't afford to just think, oh, maybe God will come through. I can't. I have to get my heart lined up with what the word says. That means I gotta spend some time with God. That means I gotta pray some things out. That means that I gotta shut out voices that tell me opposite of what I know God's word says. That means I have to guard my heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. What am I speaking over my situation? What is it that has been allowed to take place in my life, in my family's life, in our home, in my marriage, with my children? What have I not been in faith for? Just because I'm tired and I'm weary and I just don't want to go there anymore. You see, if you took a break, it's time to get back up. It's time to start believing again. It's time to start praying those scary prayers again. It's time to start getting in faith again. It's time to take that next level on a new mountain again. It's time to put a new brick on the wall and not let the enemy push you down and tear you down and break you apart. It's time to stand up and be strong, because faith does not break. It is not weak. Faith stands steady. It stands firm. It is strong, and it will not allow the enemy to come up and push against you and push against you and beat you down. You know, you can be buffeted by the enemy, but your faith will keep you. Paul said, oh, but I am buffeted. Listen, that man went through hell and back, but his faith was strong and steady, and he knew who God was. Do you know who he is? Do you have faith in the word that you read? Do you believe it, or do you go, oh, that's a nice suggestion. Nice suggestion. Well, and you're never gonna see the benefit or the reaping, the miracles and the signs and the wonders that you wanna see. Because God moves and activates heaven. It only works with faith. Heaven is activated by faith. So how do I then, as a woman of God, not have just a seeing faith, but real faith, a heart faith? How do I do that? Very simple, you guys ready? This is so deep, not really. Number one, you find it in the word of God. Go to your word. You say, how do I do that? I don't know. You know, you're a pastor, you know so much about the Bible. No, really, I have to learn just like you do. I have to study just like you do. I have to say, I'm gonna spend some time, kids, leave me alone. I'm better mom when I'm with God than if I'm not with God. And I have to separate and put an importance on my time with God. It's good for your kids to see you get in your word. It's good for your kids to see you pray. It's good for them, because then they're gonna wanna do that too. And so I have to get in my word, and let me just teach you something. Maybe you don't know this, but in the back is a concordance. So if you're going through something, you can look up finances. You can start reading all the scripture on money and finances. If you're looking up spiritual attacks, you can look up all the scriptures on angels and demons. You can look up all the scriptures on spiritual authority. If you're going through marriage issues, talk about, go read what God says about marriage and what your place is and what your spot is. You can't be him, but you need to be you, baby girl. And you do your part, God will show up on the other end of that. You go and look up healing. There's so many scriptures on healing. Did you know that? There's so many scriptures on money. Did you know that? Did you know God is in every part of our lives? Did you know that faith works in every area of our life? We have to get into the word. We have to find out what it says about our situation. In Romans 10:17, it says, so then by faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So get into the word, find the scripture on what you're in belief for, what you're believing God for, and then say it out loud to yourself. Say it out loud. When you're in prayer, just say, in the name of Jesus, da 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 da, and say that scripture over yourself. Say it over your issue. Speak it. The enemy's going to be mad about it, but God is going to be activated by it. Number two, believe it. When you read it, don't just say, oh, nice suggestion. Oh, that's good for so-and-so down the street or my next-door neighbor. No, God says everything in this book is for you and for me. There's not a respecter of persons. So believe what you're reading. Get your heart lined up with what God's word says. Get out of your head and get into your heart. Get past the reality in your flesh and dig into the spiritual realm. If you have your prayer language, start praying in your prayer language and deny your flesh, because you're gonna have to press through. You're gonna have to push back what the world says, and you're gonna have to fight yourself. It is literally a battle. It's literally a battle. You are in a battle. Sword out, shield up, boxing gloves on. Remember, we talked about that last week. And you just say, ah, I'm not gonna go there. I believe God's word. I believe him at his word. Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say unto you that whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and guess what? You will have them. It's that simple for God. But for some reason, we make it so much more complicated. I don't know why, I do too. So the word says it, I believe it, it's a done deal. So if your prayers line up to according to God's will and way, would you go, I don't know God's will and way. Well, guess what? It's right here. It's right here. You can't be asking God for somebody else's husband. That's not in here. That's adultery. You will go to hell for that. Unless you repent in turn. You can't ask God to help you with your homosexual girlfriend or boyfriend. That's not gonna work. Because God's word says that is not, according to his word, okay with him. You see, we can't pray prayers that are not according to his will. We have to pray prayers according to what he says. Because no matter what the world says, what God said is true. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, well, that's, you know, a long time ago. No, the word doesn't change. That's what this says. And you go, well, you're offending me. Well, guess what? The word's offensive. The gospel's offensive. Jesus offended everyone while he walked on the earth. So you can choose to be offended, or you can choose to line your heart up with what the word of God says about your situation, and you can change. Because guess what? God doesn't change, you change. God doesn't change, we change. God doesn't change, he requires us to change. And that takes faith to change. It takes, okay, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, God. This is something in my personality and I don't like it, but your word says that I can overcome those things. And so you pull scripture out about your personality. You know, if you talk too much, get into Proverbs. It talks about your mouth. Start speaking the scriptures about your mouth and shutting up. Shut us all up, ladies. Quit gossiping. Don't be gossiping to God. Line it up with what his word says. And last and easy, pray it. Pray about it. Bring it to prayer. When you're irritated about it, bring it back to prayer. When it bugs you, bring it back to prayer. When you feel the pain again, bring it back to prayer. When that person is constantly in your life, bring it back to prayer. When the boss is annoying you, bring it back to prayer. When you want to complain, shut up and go pray. Listen, I am not saying this to you because I'm good at it. I'm saying this to you because I'm learning it as well. And God is on this journey with me as well. I'm learning how to pray about everything and speak about nothing. God is going to require more of us. He's going to ask more of us. He's going to take us to new levels. He's going to take us to new faith journeys. He's going to take us to new things and new ways. And you're going to go, what? I just got through this one. Now you want to take me down this one. Listen, he says, yeah, because you got this. You can handle this. It's going to make you stronger and better and amazing. And you're going to touch more lives and more people are going to be saved. And God is going to be made famous amongst the earth again, because we as women will choose to make his name famous, stand for righteousness, be holy, and walk in faith. Girls, that's what he's asking of us. What is faith? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Substance. I knew that wasn't right. It was the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I love how he used legal terms. Because it will stand up in a court of law. Because he is the judge. He is the one that goes before you. You don't have to defend yourself. He's your defender. You see, God has a plan laid out. Let's find out what it is. Every time we go through our messages while I'm preaching, I don't want to just leave you with just, these were the points and this is how you do it. But I want to give you some things and some time to kind of reflect. So last week we talked about some things and you guys journaled. Do you guys have a journal this week? I need to bring it with you every week. Or get on your phones and get into your notes, okay? Faith comes before the answered prayer. That means faith is active and received by prayer. Faith in God and his word. If his word says it, then you can believe it. It's a done deal, and that is the final say. My body, my family, my surroundings may be saying one thing, but go and find scripture for what God's word says about your situation. Begin to speak it over yourself. This is what I want you to do. We're gonna play some music just so you guys can have some alone time with God. And you're gonna journal, and this is what I want you to journal about. First, what is faith? You can write Hebrews. Can you guys put up Hebrews 11:1 for me? And that way they could just write it down in your journal, okay? So you guys know. And then I want you to think about what it is you're in faith for. You may have a lot of things you're in faith for. That's okay. So what are you in faith for? And then I'm going to ask you to turn into your Bible. If you don't have your Bibles, you can get on the internet and go to BibleGateway.com. And you can look up healing. Put in the search healing, put in the search finances, put in the search marriage, and it will give you all the scriptures on it. Pick a scripture, and I want you to look this up. So you're going to study right now, okay? You guys are going to do this yourselves, all right? Pastor Jess cannot always be here for you, but I'm going to train you up. So when you get outside these doors and the enemy attacks, you know how to beat him up overside the head and tell him to go back to hell where he came from, all right? So we're going to find yourself a scripture on what it is you're believing for, and then you're going to pray, either write the prayer out, or you can pray and just pray that scripture over yourself. I'm going to give you guys some time to do that, okay? All right, awesome. Well, girls, did you get something from God today? I wasn't like spitting today. I wasn't like boxing gloves today. But you know what? I know that God is going to take us through this journey. Do you guys now understand what faith is?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go on the next journey next week, all right? So bring a friend, bring your girlfriends. I love you, girls. Let me pray a blessing over you. Be in church this weekend. I'm telling you, it's going to be so good. If you did not get last night's message, fill yourself up because it was good. And it just gets gooder and gooder, as my dad used to say. I know that is not even a word, but I love it. So let's pray. Dear God, we just pray a blessing on our girls. Lord, we thank you, God, that you bless their families and their children. Holy Spirit, that you meet every need. God, we thank you that faith has arose in this room. So Lord, we thank you for the prayers that are going to be answered. Holy Spirit, we pray that you move on their behalf, bring them home safely, and Lord, we pray that you bless their families in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.